Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Suzanne Mulvihill is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, a good friend of ours, and has been now for a long time. She works really hard helping small business owners, as she often says, get the guts to be successful, to start a business, to grow a business. She's the lady who identified the concept of emotional endurance, and she's been talking about that for a long time. She is the author of Employee to Entrepreneur, and she's about to embark upon a new quest as a small business owner, and we're going to get her to tell us about that in a second. Suzanne, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you very much.
It's good to have you back. Okay, now, I don't know anybody who's done a better job of reinventing themselves as you have over the last few years, and you always turn out successfully. And so I'm very excited about what you're about to embark upon. Tell the audience what you're getting ready to do.
Thank you, Jim. I'm actually running for city commissioner in my city of Lake Worth, Florida.
She's becoming a politician, ladies and gentlemen, a small business owner becoming a politician. I like that idea.
Well, politician, I just, you know, a citizen that's getting active. I do agree.
No, you can't. No, no, no. You can't be sort of pregnant, Suzanne, as you know, and you can't be sort of a politician. You got to be, you know, if you're gonna run for office,
you're
that makes you a politician.
Yeah, and I'm a politician. I will become. I'm becoming a politician.
There you go.
I'm still a small business owner.
But see, I'd like to think that you could become the new model for politicians.
Thank you.
The non-ideologue, intellectually honest, nonpartisan. You know, maybe you've got a party, but when it comes to key things that really matter, when it comes to leadership, leadership trumps partisanship. What do you think?
Thank you. I agree. And there is something called champion leadership, and that's similar to what you were talking about, when you really just lead by example and in an effort to make change. So that's hoping to bring what I've done in my business is what I'm hoping to be able to do in my city.
Right. So tell us what made you think about being about joining the political world?
Well, I think it really started in developing strategies to support small business in the communities. I have presented for organizations like the National Council of Resource Conservation and Development up in Washington D.C. and supported communities. I've presented, like at the Kauffman Foundation, to community leaders on small business and economic mm-hmm. development, because people know the impact of small business on the economy. So it's a natural liaison, a natural bridge, if you will, for me, having done these presentations to community leaders, having written an economic development guide for small towns who can't afford or do not want to spend the money on a consultant, where they can do it themselves. You know, so I wrote that at the beginning
right.
of the year for the National Council
right.
and realized that there is a natural bridge. And I have seen the difference in getting involved in my community, particularly in the marine, with our oceans and our mm-hmm. ecosystems, of supporting that. Because if we don't stand up, you know, it disappears.
Right.
We are the voice for our community.
Well, another thing that's really important is we've got to figure out how. And I encourage you. I'm proud of you for doing this, and I encourage other people to do this if you can possibly do it. We've got to get more people in political office, and I mean all the way up to the top, all the way to the president's office, up all the way to the White House. We got to get more people in political jobs who have actually made a payroll at any time.
Mm.
I think the biggest thing wrong with our country is we got, you know, Suzanne, our economy, I mean our society functions because of the economy. Adam Smith called it the invisible hand.
Mm-hmm.
You and I, working for our own self-interest, help the society, and that's what the economy does. And so we need politicians who understand, who don't think that businesses are the enemy.
No, we're not the enemy.
Yeah, but there are a lot of politicians who think that. And I'll tell you what, you'd be surprised how many politicians believe that small businesses are synonymous with big business.
Well, it's run on small business. I mean, really, I mean, my town here is all small business. We don't have any. Well, we do have a university or a college. We have Palm Beach Community College, which is a major employer. But I mean, in terms of corporations, we're a community that is full of small business, and that's what makes this community thrive, and it makes many communities thrive, not just in the United States, but throughout the world.
Right, absolutely. Well, over as I've said many times before, the largest economy on planet Earth is Small Business USA, because we're over half of the largest economy on planet Earth.
Well, and that's really the theme that I wanted to share, Jim, is grow your business, grow your community.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
all right.
So that,
well, talk
grow
to us
your
about
business,
that.
Yeah, grow your community. I mean, that's it, because we really, in order to grow the business, they work together.
All right, how do we do that?
How do we do that? First, by getting involved. You know, for small business owners to get involved in their community and participate in the city commission meetings. Vote in the city elections. And really get involved in being a liaison. You know,
and identify those candidates.
Behind me, in front of me, next to me, supporting me to help make this reality happen.
Right.
You know,
and
you know, another thing, Jim, too, is be a liaison. You know, for example, we have an eco center here, you know, where we're going green in our town here in Lake Worth, Florida. And Palm Beach Community College, the local college, has green courses. They're having a green expo. So it's a natural fit that the two would be communicating and bridging. And that I had a meeting the other day, and the college didn't know that we had this green. They might have known, but I mean, we helped forge a bridge between the Community Redevelopment Agency and Palm Beach Community College, and that we can have a booth, for example, at their event.
Right.
So those are the kind of things of bridging your community bridge the community with the community.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to get your thoughts on this green community thing. I want to know what those elements are. And we'll do that right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back with Suzanne Bulverhill. Her book is called Employee to Entrepreneur. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show and the archives of the shows that we've done in the past, all the way back to 99 when we started archiving. And, of course, you can hear the show in our simulcast, which we've been doing since 98. And, of course, you can read articles that I've written, or my Brain Trust members like Suzanne Mulvihill, who's with us right now. She's written some that are on our website. And we got thousands of those. We got hundreds and hundreds of Brain Trust members. And the newsletter is there. You can subscribe to it while you're there. You can find out more on my blog about some of the things we got going on the blog there. So all those things are there. And, of course, don't forget to check out our knowledge base, askjim.biz. I hope you'll check that out and use that to your advantage, too. No barriers to entry. If you can get to our sites, we'll let you come in, hang out with us, use our stuff. Suzanne Mulvihill is with us. She's a small business owner. She's more than a small business owner, folks. She's a small business supporter and encourager. She does so many things to help small business owners. But now she's going to help your local small business community, your marketplace, Suzanne, by becoming, hopefully, a member of the city council, right?
Yes, thank you, Jim.
Now, how many people are you running against?
Three. There's two other people.
Yeah. And are they men, women? What are they?
Two men.
Two men. Oh, that's not even close. who could look at you and listen to you, Suzanne, and not vote for you? I don't.
Thank
those guys
you,
have got to be quaking in their boots.
Thank you.
Those poor guys. I hope they're not spending their retirement running against you. That'd be pretty scary. Okay. By the way, before we go any further, tell the audience how they can find out more about you. And you've actually set up a campaign. You've gone high tech on us on the campaign fundraising, haven't you?
Yes. I can be reached at Suzanne@SuzanneForCommissioner.com.
And that's SuzanneForCommissioner.com. That's your website, right?
And well, that's Suzanne for Commissioner is my website. It's going to be up by the end of the week.
I got
you. If they want to make a PayPal donation, because like everyone knows, the campaign runs on financial contributions.
So they can do it through PayPal, huh? All right. I said, so you've been raising money through PayPal, huh?
Yes. Why not?
I agree. I agree. So let's talk about this green community. Is that a big part of your platform? Is green community?
It's definitely a part of the platform.
All right. So tell us what you mean by green community. What are the elements of a green community?
Well, the green community is building green. It's environmentally friendly oriented products and services and education. So that's educating our community on environmentally friendly aspects of the community.
Are these going to be things that are reasonable and practical things that we can all do by just making a different choice, or are these wacko tree hugger ideas?
Well, there's courses in our local community that they're teaching green. There's actually green continuing education courses like building green, designing and building energy efficient homes, that's
right.
Green.
Designing putting in the right kind of lighting, turning the house to a certain way so that you can use the sun's heat, you can those kinds of things.
Solar, the right kind of
windows.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, and harnessing that energy.
Those are examples of making choices. I can either choose to be more energy efficient or I can choose not to be more energy efficient.
True. That's absolutely right.
And you got practical options both ways.
And there's teaching. There's actually the university teaches architects, teaches citizens how to be more quote-unquote green, how to conserve water and energy. And they have workshops and classes and presentations and products that can help in that.
You're going to be so proud of me, Suzanne.
You have something.
In the last few years, I've been buying more fluorescent lights.
Wow.
Aren't you impressed?
We also recycle
our plastic and our aluminum. Aren't you impressed?
Yep.
I'm a greenie. I'm turning into a greenie here, Suzanne.
Very becoming conscious, raising the consciousness. So that's just one of the things. And plus, there's added incentives. There's grant monies for businesses that go green, and that's something that a business owner can talk to their local government, their community redevelopment agency, and ask them, is there grant money?
Could this grant money be used to say upgrade heating and air conditioning, things like that?
I'm sure. Well, I know here in Florida we do have those. Depends on who their electricity's with, but could be money in your pocket
there, ladies
Absolutely.
And gentlemen.
Absolutely. So it's worth
green.
Inquiring.
Green could be really green, right?
It's. Pardon me?
Green could be really green.
Green can be really green, but that's one of the ways that we're really moving, and we're moving there consciously. So bridging the opportunities, like I said, like where a small business owner can find out from their community college what courses are in green, and bring them to the city. Be the bridge. You know, that's another strategy for a small business owner is be the bridge, be the liaison, because not everybody knows about these opportunities, and you know the fact that that's how we can bring those. And there's always something on the agenda. New agenda items. So bringing up the new ideas and getting involved in the city, being a liaison.
Suzanne, I got 30 seconds.
Great.
I want you to give us your best campaign pitch. We got people in your community listening to you right now, and small business owners around the world thinking about doing what you're doing. Give us your best pitch.
I'm the best person for the job, running for commissioner here in Lake Worth, Florida, and I can make a difference. I've made a difference worldwide, Jim. I can make a difference worldwide in politics as well.
All right. I like that. And so give us the website one more time.
It's Suzanne@SuzanneForCommissioner.com. That's my email.
How about Suzanne for president?
Ah, maybe.
You're going to have to get on the ball, though, to get that done, aren't you?
Not by this election.
There you go. Hey, thanks, Suzanne, for being here.
Thank
Good job
you,
today. We'll see you next time.
Thank you. Okay,
quick
bye,
break.
Jim.
Right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Here's Mark Knopfler on guitar to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.